call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for July 20th, 2020 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini, here. Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanum?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stow?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present. Six are in the room and one is on Zoom, so a quorum does exist. We have a few guests in our room tonight. If we get to a place in the agenda that you have a question, please raise your hand and let me know. At this time, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Frye.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I do have a couple items for you. First, I would like to add an executive session as the last agenda item, whatever that turns out to be, for the discussion of the sale of a piece of property. I also see that the clerk has just distributed ordinance 47-2020 to you. This is concerning the DORA application at the mini park. I would like to add this as agenda item 6C, ordinance 47-2020. And council can consider at that time if they choose to, or can take whatever action they see is appropriate at that time. Mrs. Westphal?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council?
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Frye?
I know that we had a pretty significant tax payment day scheduled on the 15th, and I was curious if somewhere during the meeting we could have Mr. Schroeder give us an update on that.
We can do it here at the front end, but I can tell you what his response will probably be, in that the mail moves too slowly through Detroit, and he doesn't have a full picture of it.
Fair enough.
He intends to have a report for you by August the 1st, but funds have come in. He should tell you the update, but it is not a final report.
Okay.
Great. So let's do that at the front end. Let me just put it in as 4A, financial update. Mr. Schroeder, I see your K on the screen. Does that mean you're present?
I am there, yes.
All right, you heard that. I put you on the agenda as item 4A, a brief report of where you stand right now.
Okay.
So you've got a few short moments to prepare yourself. Other items from members of City Council? Seeing no others, Mr. Sanford.
Mr. Mayor, I do have an item. I'd like to give an update on the downtown plan.
I'd like to make that agenda item 15.
Thank you.
Mr. Schroeder, any additions to the agenda?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Chief Snorr?
Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to take a second to observe a moment of silence for Officer Anthony Pia, who was shot and killed in the line of duty in the city of Toledo on July 4th of this year, and then laid to rest here in the city of Sylvania on July 7th. So I just ask them to take a moment of silence to recognize his sacrifice and his service.
Chief, I know Officer Dia was buried here in Sylvania at Toledo Memorial Park. Was he buried back in that northeast corner?
I don't believe so.
I didn't see anything back. I drove back there and looked and didn't see it.
From what I understand, that I was a contingent of our officers were actually covering North Toledo for the city of Toledo.
I know you were.
Today, so I was working with my guys there. And from what I understand, it's more toward the front and a family lot.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you. Mr. Allen?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. That means that the executive session will be agenda item 16. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and tonight's agenda is approved as amended. And item 4 is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting 5 weeks ago on June 15th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the meeting minutes from the Council of the City of Sylvania meeting held on June 15th, 2020 as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from our last meeting on June 15th, 2020 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to added agenda item 4A, a brief financial update. Mr. Schroyer, I know we talked this afternoon and you do not have a complete picture, but why don't you tell council what you told me this afternoon?
Sure, thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, I'll update the fund balances. The general fund balance is $5.1 million. As of today, the capital improvement fund balance is $9.5 million. We have another $600,000 right now in our tax fund that we will be transferring before the end of the month back into the general fund. As far as the tax season, we have already processed $500,000 in payments. Today we received a big box of returns that have not been processed yet. Most likely those would have been mailed on the actual tax day last Wednesday. So they have not been processed yet. In comparison, in 2019 April, we received just over $900,000 in income tax individual payments. I will have, it'll be a complete apples-to-apples comparison by the end of this month. I'll not only update council like I did at the end of June for the holding, but I'll also include the income tax. We'll have a complete picture at the very beginning of August. If everyone can be patient, that'll be an exact picture of where we're at. But I'm certainly here to answer any questions if I could.
We do not have a meeting in August until August the 17th. So Mr. Schroyer's intention is to email you out an update shortly after the first of the month. You don't have to wait for the 17th, but I do want to wait and get the tax office report through the end of July.
Sure.
So some good news, but not all the news yet.
Right. Thank you.
Any further questions for Mr. Schroyer? Thank you, Toby.
Sure, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
We're now up to agenda item 5, which is a report of the public hearing, zoning application 1-2020 for the South Pryor LLC, held this evening at 7 p.m. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we did have a public hearing today, July 20th at 7 p.m. regarding zoning amendment 1-2020. All members of council were present and many members of city administration as well. The applicant has run into a conflict and that should not really impact the outcome, but he was not ready to move advance it this evening. So with that said, there was a motion by Ms. Stow to recess the public hearing until Monday, August 17th at 7 p.m. That motion was seconded by Mr. McCann, and the motion carried. So this public hearing will be continued on August 17th.
Mrs. Briney, do we need to post anything? Probably not in the newspaper, but we should probably put it somewhere.
Correct.
That that's been continued until our next council meeting night.
Right, that's exactly right.
What would be your ideas to do that? Does Mrs. Booker need to do anything?
Just a regular public hearing notice and voting on it.
All right, thank you. Moving on to agenda item six. This is for a DORA expansion discussion. There's two different DORA expansions going on right now. The first one, allowing the DORA to expand into the mini park at the northeast corner of Main and Maplewood, had a public hearing tonight at 6:30. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we had a public hearing tonight, July 20th, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. to discuss the designated outdoor refreshment area, having the addition of the mini park at Maplewood and Main. All city council members were present and many members of administration were present as well. Of course, the purpose of this was to welcome public comment regarding this expansion. We did not have anyone present who wanted to speak either in favor of or against this suggestion, and so we did have Mr. Fry make a motion to advance legislation at tonight's city council meeting, and Mr. Richardson seconded that, and that motion did carry on. We do have legislation to be presented this evening.
Thank you. Before we proceed to added agenda item 6C, there's also a report of the Building and Grounds Committee meeting held on July 16th to talk about a longer-term expansion of the DORA. Ms. Stile, would you like to report on your committee meeting?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. On July 16th at 8 a.m., the Buildings and Grounds Committee met, which included myself as the chair, Katie Capolini, Patrick Richardson, and Mark Fry. In addition, Mayor Stile, Mary Westfall, Doug Hanum, Brian McCann, Leslie Brining, Bill Sanford, Chuck Aller, Kevin Aller, and Chuck Silvernail, and Andy Osburn were in attendance. At that meeting, we were discussing the new state rules and exciting city developments into the long-term vision of DORA in downtown Sylvania to determine if and how extending DORA would be beneficial and feasible for Sylvania. During it, we discussed observations and responses to DORA use over the past month since our first Buildings and Grounds Committee meeting discussing this subject. And generally, the committee found that Maplewood was a popular closure and well used. However, there were some complaints about misbehavior and inconvenience. But it was well used, and perhaps if we do it again, it might be worth looking over a little more oversight for safety or trash overflow. The parkets, which were installed since our previous meeting, we discussed those as well, and those also received lots of good feedback and comments and provided more space for safe distancing space. And then Redbird was also was held for the first time in person since lockdown, and that was also well attended. People were keeping a safe space. After that, we discussed a timeline and strategy for this discussion, and I had included a draft timeline. And the first step of that was to take the next month to survey downtown businesses and residences. We discussed that, and during it was agreed that seeking community input was appropriate as a one-year review of DORA, and that we should extend it beyond just the immediate neighbors and probably include the nearby neighbors. This survey would include different people's experience state, level of support on different locations, and if they would have street closures, when and where and how, and frequency. So different locations were discussed. We also discussed that after July, and we have the survey results, then we would also be receiving the market analysis test three results, and after that, we would be requesting the administration to provide the proposals of ways to move forward over the winter. We hope to formalize a plan and hold a public hearing, and then in spring, we hope to have the updated plan for DORA. We also then had a little extra time and discussed whether or not street closure options would be in the interest of Sylvania in the near term as well. And after discussion, it seemed to be an agreement with the council that perhaps the east side of Maplewood would make sense to close on weekends only. So that would be probably the barricades be placed out on Friday before the end of the day, and perhaps early on Monday. And there seemed to be interest of that. In fact, it was agreed to do that, to bring it up at today's meeting for us to see if that is something that council would support. The meeting, no meeting was scheduled until fall of 2020 when we have the survey results from the downtown market plan, and the meeting ended at 9:06 a.m.
Thank you. Mr. Sanford, you were asked to contact the DSA and see if they had any input about the east side of Maplewood.
Thank you, Mayor. I did. I talked to Ray DeVar, the head of the DSA, and she was going to take it to their membership to get some input as to what could take place going forward on that side of the Maplewood. And again, we would. Once we kind of have this idea, I think I reported at the committee meeting that I talked to all the businesses, and they were very receptive to the temporary closing. It's just not a permanent type closing like we did on the other side of Maplewood, just as long as they know the dates that would be involved. But they're definitely receptive to that idea.
Thank you. As I said at that committee meeting, I think the east side of Maplewood ties in nicely, especially with the legislation we have on the agenda tonight to add the mini park in. The mini park has been almost a de facto part of the DORA, and now we're going to make it a legal part of the DORA. That's the legislation that we added as agenda item 6C. Thank you, Mr. Sanford. Mrs. Brining, why don't you remind us of the process, the ordinance we have tonight. It allows us, we can do unlimited amendments to our one allowable DORA, and this is our first amendment, and it takes effect
immediately. I will forward it down to the Ohio Department of Commerce for the Division of Liquor Control, and they will include it, especially for this one, because it's just such a small parcel. There's not a liquor permit holder, so it takes effect immediately. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Any questions concerning Ordinance 47-2020? Ms. Dow, would you like to read this one?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to admit the ballot. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 47-2020. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Amending the designated outdoor refreshment area, DORA, by expanding the territory included in the DORA to incorporate the mini park located at the corner of Maplewood Avenue and Main Street, establishing regulations as required by law, waiving the second and third reading, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 47-2020 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 47-2020.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 47-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 47-2020 is approved. I'll sign that tonight, and the law director can forward it to the state of Ohio, and the signs, I think, may have disappeared. We'll make sure that the signs are down, and we'll be all set on that. There is a map attached to the ordinance. It is a very small section. It says Maplewood Square Park. You can see that it's a small addition, but that is an important addition, and will tie in very nicely with temporary closures on the east side of Main Street on Maplewood. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 7, we have 3 annual ordinances. These ordinances are for tree maintenance, ditch maintenance, and street lighting. These appear on our property tax bills every year. First off, we have not increased or changed any of the assessment rates. Is that correct? We did change the method for ditch maintenance a few years ago, how that was assessed, but we're not making any further changes. That's worked out all right, Mr. Eller?
Yes, worked out very well. I believe it could be more equitable.
I've had no comments against it. It's worked out fine. All right, these are 3 annual ordinances. The first is ordinance 41-2020 for tree maintenance. Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 41-2020. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. To assess a special tax upon the lots and lands described in the schedule referred to herein, to pay a part of the cost and expense of providing for the removal and special treatment of shade trees for the purpose of controlling blight and disease of same, and for planting, maintaining, trimming, and removing shade trees in and along the streets and within public right-of-way of the city for the year ending December 31st, 2020, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency. Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 41-2020 be read by title only and a second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 41-2020.
Second. Been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 41-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 41-2020 is approved. Moving on to ordinance 42-2020. This is to assess a special tax for ditch maintenance. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 42-2020. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. To assess a special tax upon the lots and lands described in the schedule referred to herein, to pay a part of the cost and expense of providing for the construction, maintenance, repair, cleaning, closed, open drainage ditches within the corporate limits of the city of Sylvania for the year ending December 31, 2020, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that ordinance number 42-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 42-2020 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance number 42-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 42-2020 is approved. The third of these annual assessment ordinances is ordinance 43-2020. This one is to assess a special tax for street lighting. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 43-2020. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Ordinance approving the assessments heretofore authorized by resolution number 14-2020 for street lighting, levying said assessments, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 42, 2020, be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 43, 2020 as emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 42, 2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 43, 2020 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 8. This is Acres Road Sanitary Sewer Extension Project. This is to serve two properties on Acres Road. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Construction of the sanitary sewer is complete. This was the extension. These two homes on Acres Road, for some reason, a previous project done several years ago, did not extend all the way across to be able to serve their properties. And so this remedies that. Both properties were interested in the sanitary sewer being constructed. We will at the next meeting, we'll actually will have some more involvement with this project, as one of the property owners will seek a hardship deferment. And we'll handle that at the next meeting. This ordinance here basically approved the final assessment amounts. The total project cost was $15,959.66. The two properties basically split that cost, so each of them will pay $7,979.83. They have the option to pay all of that up front or put any or all of it on their tax bill over the next 20 years. Should they choose that, the interest rate is 2.12%, which is the current rate for Ohio Water Development Authority loans. We recommend approval of the final assessment, and we will notify the property owners should it be approved.
Mr. Allen, I have no issue, obviously, with this particular furnace, but I did have just a more generalized question. We see these every now and then as time comes on. How many of these residents or parcels do we have in the city of Sylvania that aren't connected to the sewer system at this point? Are there hundreds, or are there still quite a few, or there's only a few left?
There are only a few left that are actually within the city. We do have an area in the northeast, just northeast of town. It's actually in the township, but it's in our sanitary sewer service area.
That off of Whiteford?
Off of Whiteford Road. Yeah, that area up there is unsewered, but it's in the township, and it's in our sewer service area.
Thank you.
All right, we do have ordinance number 44, 2020 in your council package. This is to levy these assessments on these property owners. Again, it's two property owners involved. I did not know that there was a hardship deferment being requested, but we still need to approve these, and then we'll talk about the other. Were they both made aware of about what the cost was going to be?
Yes.
Yeah, they were.
As part of the tentative assessment process, they were made aware.
And if you take it over 20 years, that works out to about $400 a year or so, plus a little bit of interest on top of that, 2.12%.
Right.
$400 a year is $400 a year. Does that get resolved when a property changes hands? Does that go on, or is it satisfied at the change of property?
No, short of a separate agreement, if you will, that between the two buyer and seller that get paid off, the normal course of action is for it to continue with the property. So
there's no penalty to pay it off early?
No penalty to pay it off early. And in this case, because we're in essence the note holder, it would save them some interest if they did so.
2.12% is pretty fair.
Yes.
Okay. We do have ordinance 44-2020 to do this. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 44-2020, All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. An ordinance levying special assessments for the improvement of Acres Road between Sugar Hill Court and Green Haven Road by installing median sanitary sewer lines together with the necessary ordinances therein, thereto, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that ordinance number 44-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance 44-2020 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 44-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 44-2020 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 9. This is an update on the US 23 Monroe Street intersection and the great success story that has followed this project. We have been awarded more than the maximum amount in the safety improvement program application process. I'd like Mr. Allard to talk you through this. There is a chart on the attached to his letter which talks about this. This is an amazing accomplishment in today's world for us to be able to go out and get 90% of $28 million necessary. We don't quite have it all. We have to do some of it in 3 more years. But that is, we're not going to avoid here, but that part of it is less daunting than the parts we've already been through. Mr. Aller and Mr. Shaw have worked hard on this. We have lobbied at TEMACOG on this. Because of that, I think, because of his hard work and his knowledge, Mr. Shaw is now the chairman of the Transportation Committee at TEMACOG. That's quite something in itself. I know when these are reviewed and passed on by the TEMACOG board, I get looks at me like, what are you doing, taking all the money? Toledo didn't like this one at all, because we did get a large share of the funds. But Mr. Allard, why don't you go over this and give us the schedule?
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Yes, this was a project that probably about a year ago from about now, Joe Shaw had come to me and said, now I've put together a bunch of all of the different funding opportunities that I think we could maybe take advantage of with that interchange project. And we'll need some good luck, so to speak, but I think that maybe we can pull it together. And, you know, when we saw that our final ask was going to be of the Highway Safety Improvement Program was going to be upwards of $10 million, that's the one that we kind of got a little nervous on, because they typically will not go that high. Most of their awards are no more than $5 million. They do allow some large amounts, obviously, in this case, as well as some of the projects. But when we sat down to take a look and started taking a look at how they would score in the different programs, we decided to move forward and start seeing what we could accomplish. And as you can see from the chart, we have been successful in every program that we have applied for to date. We have all but about $3.7 million of a $28 million project secured. The $2.8 million we knew was going to be the city's responsibility. Several of these programs have a minimum 10% match of the entity that's managing the project, so we knew that was going to be our contribution commitment, if you will, from the get-go. The only funds that we do not have committed are the OPWC funds, but those are more, this is a 25-26 project, so we won't even apply for those funds until 23 or 24. So, and work with all of the other funding that we get, I can't imagine.
We will score very high.
We will score very high, too. Yeah. It's all about a lock, those funds, because of everything else that we've got involved. So, Mr. Shaw has done a great job on this. He carried the lion's share of the work on it, and did a fantastic job of coordinating with the different agencies and things of that nature. On this project alone, $20 million, they, I think I told the mayor the one day or something, they say sometimes the key to, the way to tell a great manager is by the people he hired, and if that's the case, then I'm a genius, because Joe Shaw has really done Joe's job on this, as well as all the other projects that we do. He's a great addition to the city, and has done a fantastic job on this project, so.
Mr. Allen? One couple of comments and then, first is, if you're a genius for hiring him, then the mayor clearly must qualify as well, so just as an aside comment, congratulations on this, obviously, I think we're all thrilled with the outcome of this effort thus far. But the one question I did have for you, I know some time ago we looked at designs and modifications, and some of that would be covered by these funds, or particularly special incremental designs. What's the time frame of decision making for us in that regard? I know that's something we did look at, but I don't remember what that is.
Yeah, we had had the initial looks and then some initial ideas on what that would look like. Design won't get started on this one until fiscal year 22. So, you know, July 21 to June 22 is ODOT's fiscal year. So, it'll be sometime in that time frame when design will actually get started. I would anticipate that they won't get to any bridge aesthetics or entry aesthetics until, you know, more towards what they call stage three plans. And that would probably be late 23, early 24. So we've got a few years before that'll come up and be a hot topic again.
Okay, great. And those would be incremental expenditures by the city beyond the 2.9.
That's correct. Yeah, those would be above and beyond.
There is an allowance in the budget for some of that work.
For some, yeah. There will be, ODOT will establish a baseline of what they are willing to contribute to the project. And then if what we choose ends up being above and beyond that, then that will be our responsibility. And that some of the things that we looked at would be above their baseline. They wouldn't pay for all the things that we're looking at.
Right.
So.
Good. Thank you.
There is no action required as a result of this presentation. I just wanted council to be aware of it. Wonder Mr. Schroyer to hear it. $2.8 million, Toby. Are you working on it? He's in shock.
He's quiet.
He's in shock, but he's got time to think for it.
Thank you, Mayor. I was saying that we're hoping to use our third floor account for that, but I'm sure there'll be discussions when we get to that point. Bonds also. Decisions will be made later on.
All right. Question for you or for Mr. Aller. Sometimes prices inflate during the course of a project. Does the city hold the bag for any overages, or are those shared amongst all the grants? Or do you not expect overages, or how does this work?
Should the project go over, it would be the city that would be responsible for those overruns. However, there is pretty substantial inflation built into these numbers. So I won't guarantee that it doesn't increase over that amount, but I think, you know, I'm pretty comfortable that that number should be pretty solid.
All right. Also, there are negotiations that will need to take place with property acquisitions and designs of right-of-ways and things like that that we are already working through. I've met with one of the adjacent property owners already that's quite concerned about the project, and we will continue to work our way and protect all of our businesses as much as we can. But ODOT has determined this design, not us. And we will make it work so that we are all winners and nobody loses in this process.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, I'm going to ask a follow-up question for your question, which is, if prices come in cheaper, Does our $2.9 million go down with everybody's share equally?
That will be.
It's more of a tongue in cheek question.
Okay, all right. We will be in for 10% of the price.
Regardless of what the amount.
Yes.
Unless it goes over the $29.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the other issue I think council needs to be aware of is the chosen solution goes right through the center of Sini Park. And the Sini family reached out to me when we had those public hearings about the different designs, and I am cognizant of that. And we will be taking and incorporating into it an appropriate nearby location to relocate Sini Park. It cannot stay exactly where it's at, but other possibilities are available. Okay.
Mr. Mayor, this is Mr. Haney.
Yes,
Mr. Haney. Mr. Haney made a great comment about whether we would need to bond this going forward. I would just throw this into the mix for everybody to think about, and that is, we are currently at historically low interest rates and bond rates in the market. And I wonder if this would be an appropriate time for us to think about bonding our 10% cost, if that's something that we're ultimately going to need to do. And I think it is. And I think we're sufficiently committed to this project. I don't know if that's an option. I'm just going to throw that on the table as a not very knowledgeable bonding person, but somebody who is actively investing in long-term bonds right now and knowing that the market is really low right now. This might be the ideal time to get some cash in hand to do this project.
I'm not sure we're allowed to sell bonds three years in advance for a project. You have to expend my limited experience with other capital improvement projects is you have to expend the funds in 24 months. Mm-hmm. And it used to be a problem that they were trying to make money by doing it, but the interest rates are so low that that's not going to happen. I forget what the term for that is.
Arbitrage,
that's right. We borrow the money and then we borrow and we lend it out for more. We will look into it. I agree with you.
I encourage you to look into it. Yep. And remember that we're incurring costs on this project now. We're paying salaries and design engineers and all those sorts of things. And I wonder if this might be a historic opportunity. I just throw that out, and I am entirely confident that the administration will do a great job on this, as they have done in securing all this money for the city.
Thank you, and I am in agreement. These are very low interest rate times. All right. I am ready to turn the page and go to the second page of our agenda right now. We're up to agenda item 10. Which has to do with the purchase of new in-car and body-worn cameras for the Division of Police. There was a safety committee meeting held on July 15th. We need a report on that meeting. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, there was a safety committee meeting held July 15th, 2020 at 8 a.m. and the subject was Police Department updated policies and best practices. Present were safety committee members Mary Westfall, Mark Fry, Brian McCann, Lindsay Stow, and also members of council Katie Capellini, Doug Haino, Patrick Richardson. Also joining us were Mayor Stow, Law Director Leslie Brining, Chief Schnorr, and Director of Safety Kevin Aller. Mary Westfall opened the meeting acknowledging that a lot had transpired regarding law enforcement since our last council meeting, and indicating that it was helpful for us to pause and understand the issues facing law enforcement during these challenging times and to consider best practices in community safety. The primary goal of the meeting was to understand what is happening in the law enforcement space, what is impacting the civilian police department, and provide an opportunity for safety committee members and other council members present to ask questions. Congratulations with extended to Chief Schnorr and the Savannah Police Department for receiving the certification of the Ohio Police Collaborative. As points of reference, Chief Schnorr had emailed the use of force policy as well as the recruitment and selection policy to all council members as requested following the last city council meeting. Additionally, all council members received copies of Mr. Fry's questions and the accompanying responses from Mr. Aller. Finally, all members of council did receive copies of Governor DeWine's plans for law enforcement reform. Mr. Aller then stepped up to review Governor DeWine's plans for reform. He indicated that the Savannah Police Department is in compliance and in good standing with all areas of the reform plan. Mr. Aller also spoke to the hashtag eight can't wait issues, explaining the ban to shoot moving vehicles and that the Savannah Police have a no-chase policy. Mr. Aller addressed questions about chokeholds, training, lexicole policies, which are on schedule for the fall, background check. Mrs. Capellini inquired about if everyone on the force needs a badge and a gun. Mr. Hanum indicated that he was interested in providing council with a markup of policy 300 use of force, and he would follow up with a recommended document emailed to all council members and administration. Chief Schnorr then addressed the way Savannah does policing. He indicated that we do get about 16,000 to 18,000 calls a year. We have backup from the township EMS for assistance with mental health related calls, and he indicated that it is helpful to align updates and policies based on best practices as presented to the collaborative and other recognized certifying agencies. Also, Chief Schnorr indicated that there can be challenges with absolutes when it comes to policing because so often the absolute position does not fit the reality of what the police officer is facing at the moment. Additional questions from Mr. Fry focused on citizens with disabilities who may not fully comprehend an order or a situation. Chief Schnorr indicated that every officer is certified crisis intervention team member in order to address just these types of circumstances. The Savannah Police Department leads from a position of de-escalation in all circumstances. Also, all complaints are documented. Here are no further questions or comments. Mrs. Westphal indicated that there is no formal action to be taken at this meeting. Administration will continue to monitor policies from appropriate certifying agencies as well as with regard to the governor's law enforcement reform plan. And we will look forward to receiving Mr. Hanum's recommended revisions to policy 300. Mr. Fry moved to adjourn the meeting at 9:10 a.m. Mr. McCann seconded and the motion carried.
That was a big safety committee meeting. There was a lot reviewed at that meeting. The in-car and body cameras are a part of what was discussed at that meeting. That's why I put the safety committee report ahead of it. You now have in your hands ordinance 45-2020 to approve the purchase of those in-car and body-worn cameras, and if you go down to the third whereas, you'll see that there's more than that. There's transfer station kits, 13 in-car cameras, 2 interview room cameras, and includes all the software and the warranty. I have to wonder about the statement here about provide 4 body-worn cameras. That help me out here, Chief.
Yes, Mayor. I believe that's probably 4 charging units. Each charging unit, I think, takes 4 okay. cameras. It's either 12 or 15. I was just asking the captain for an update by email. I received it. I know we're going to have a minimum of 12. I think it's possibly 15 cameras, okay. body-worn cameras, so that typically on duty, there's about 4 officers to 4 to 6 working on a shift, a maximum of 6, more often it's 3 or 4, and we'll have significant numbers of cameras to cover that staffing. Also, cameras if detectives are going to be out in the field and dealing with a suspect or something, want to have a camera available to them, or our officers in schools, that sort of thing. And as time goes by, if we have a need for the actual body camera is the least expensive component of this project. The in-car cameras in the cars are about twice as expensive. It's the infrastructure of the wireless system and the data storage and all that sort of thing that actually costs the most update of the system.
All right. This item was budgeted in the capital improvement budget at $100,000. I know you worked hard to bring it in under budget.
We did. We had proposals from two different vendors. One was GTAC, which is the Youth of the City of Toledo, and the other one was WatchGuard. The GTAC proposal was about $10,000 more than the original WatchGuard, which was over budget. We worked with WatchGuard to get that cost down below our budgeted figure. And again, you know, it is a Motorola product, and they do have a local vendor here to service our needs. We did also apply for grant funding for this project in the sum of about $25,000, but unfortunately did not receive that grant.
All right. You are happy with this proposal from WatchGuard. It's everything you need to incorporate the use of body-worn cameras and replace the in-car cameras and do all the data transferring?
We feel it will be more than sufficient, and we are happy.
And I know that you have expressed your comfort with me for the Motorola-backed maintenance cycle.
It is a very robust company, and they make almost all the police radios in the country. Significant technology investments they've made in this entire. WatchGuard was another company that was bought by Motorola. And again, just the fact that there's a local dealer here with equipment on hand. If we have a problem with a piece of equipment, they've assured us they'll just swap it out. Whereas in the past, we had to ship things, you know, to the East Coast to be repaired, and your system can be down for weeks at a time. So that is a plus. So we do have our confidence in this particular vendor.
All right. Any questions for the chief?
Mr. Mayor? This is Doug again. I'm just curious what the status is of our policy program for the body camera.
That policy is in place, has been approved by the, or I'm sorry, we have a waiver by the collaborative, but that policy has already been reviewed, has been proposed by Lexapol, reviewed by myself and the administrative staff. It's pending because we don't have actually the cameras in place. As soon as the cameras are here and in place, we'll go ahead and implement that policy with the officers and put it out for so that they can read and sign off on the policy. We do, however, have a policy in place, which is for our mobile data system, and that policy dictates that anytime an officer has contact with the public, they have to activate their camera and audio pack. We do have a couple of test unit body cameras. And those are falling under the same policy that they have to use the cameras anytime they have an official contact with a citizen or suspect.
Can you share the new policy with us?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Chief, the ongoing software maintenance for all this data that will be coming into us going forward, is that obviously an ongoing budget expense. Do we have a sense of what that's going to be? Is it material amounts of money or not?
Not anywhere near relative to the amount. I believe we're buying this package, so we'll have to see when the updates come out, because we're buying the redaction software at the same time. That's another cost, is the software that allows us to redact the videos. That's part of the purchase price. I'm sure as the updates come out, there may be some additional costs. We chose to go with in-house data storage on this versus a cloud-based. The cloud-based is significantly expensive, and that is an ongoing cost. We want to try to avoid that. Working with IT, a couple of years ago, we bought substantial additional storage for our current system, and this will carry through to that.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Mayor.
We do have Ordinance 45-2020 to authorize this purchase. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 45-2020. All members of Council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of WatchGuard to provide a new camera system, including in-car and body-worn cameras for the Division of Police. Appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $99,682.50. Waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 45-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move final passage of ordinance number 45-2020.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 45-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 45-2020 is approved. Chief, thank you for your leadership on this. Mrs. Brining, maybe we need to change the number of cameras once we find what it is, just for the record on here.
Sure.
Not four, it's 12 or something like that.
I think that's the charging stations.
Yep. All right, we can change the cover sheet. Let's move on to agenda item 11. This is ordered legislation from your committee of the whole meeting held on June 24th. This came at the request of the Board of Elections in the state of Ohio to look at changing our primary date for meeting the time that the Board of Elections need for mail-in ballots and overseas military members. This was discussed at a committee of the whole meeting June 24th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, the committee of the whole meeting was held June 24th, 2020. At 8 a.m., the subject was potential charter amendment regarding elections. All members of council were present, Mary Westfall, Katie Cappellini, Mark Frye, Hayden, Brian, and Ken, Lindsay Stout. Also present were Mayor Stout, the City Law Director, Leslie Brenning, and Clerk of Council, Sharon Booker. A formal letter of request for consideration for a charter amendment to, quote, modernize your elections, unquote, was received on August 21st, 2019 from the Lucas County Board of Elections. An initial committee of the whole meeting was held on March 2nd, 2020 to have some initial consideration of the request. Currently in the city of Sylvania, a nonpartisan primary election is required if two times plus one candidate run for an open seat on council or for the mayor's position. At this meeting, several options for the primary timeline were considered, including one, leaving it as it currently is, with the primary being the second Tuesday after the first Monday of September. That does, discussion did occur around the fact that that does limit mail-in ballot opportunities to participate as well as military members' opportunity to participate. The second option that was considered was a July or August primary. The third option was moving to the May timeline requested by the Lucas County Board of Elections, or a fourth option of doing away with the primary. So there was discussion on all four of those topics. Additional discussion focused on updating the petition forms by adopting the forms prescribed by the Ohio Secretary of State's office. This also was a request from the Lucas County Board of Elections. Finally, per the request from the March 2nd, 2020 meeting, the law director reviewed the charter and submitted additional changes for our consideration. So after much discussion, Mr. Frye moved to request that legislation be prepared to eliminate the primaries and requiring an which will require an August candidate filing deadline, and to adopt candidate petition forms that are in line with the Ohio Secretary of State's office. Mrs. Cappellini seconded that motion, and the motion did carry. A further review then of all proposed charter amendment changes was provided by Mrs. Brining. The specific changes included Article 3, Section 4, changing the date of the organizational meeting, Article 3, Section 11B, adjusting the number of times that legislation needs to be read with adjustments of changing the word and to and, I'm sorry, the word and to and, or, and the word fully to generally, as well as a review of exceptions requiring a reading of three times due to lack of supermajority support. Article 4, Section 5, change in subsections B, D, and E to reference the mayor and director of finance, and then Article 5, change of the director of finance. Article 6, change references to Director of Finance. Article 10, Section 2, the primary changes already discussed. And then Article 10, Section 2B, the nominating petition updated, which was already discussed. Article 10, Section 5 was deleted. So after some discussion with the whole group and an understanding of all of those charter discussions, Mr. Richardson moved to request legislation be prepared to make the recommended charter changes as amended, and Ms. Dow seconded that. That motion did carry. With no additional business to come before the committee of the whole, Mrs. Cappellini moved to adjourn the meeting. Mr. Richardson seconded, and the motion hearing. The meeting adjourned at 8:55 a.m. So.
Thank you. I understand that Mr. Fry has requested some modifications to the ordinance as distributed this evening. This is Westphal. Why don't you describe that change?
Yes, Mr. Fry reached out to me, and he had some good remarks and thoughts around the reference to he in section C, item B, as well as D and E. Those references to he are referring to the mayor, and he did make the suggestion that we consider changing that reference of he to the words the mayor, because certainly the mayor could be a man or a woman. So in an effort to be most inclusive, we are recommending that that amendment be considered at this time. Do you think I represented that in the way you were expecting?
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We have found four locations, and my recommendation, if the law director concurs, is that we first have a motion to amend Ordinance 46-2020 to change those four references that Mrs. Westphal gave, where it says he, to replace it with the words the mayor, rather than he, she, we'll just say the mayor. I think we can pass it as amended. We can approve it tonight. We will attach the amendments, and we can still present it to the Board of Elections without having to convene another meeting prior to August 17th. Mrs. Brining is nodding her head.
Thank you.
Okay. So with that, I would call for a motion to amend Ordinance 46-2020 as discussed.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to amend Ordinance 46-2020 in four locations by replacing Section 5 Executive Powers by replacing the word he with the mayor. All in favor of that amendment indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. With that, we can have a motion to approve amended Ordinance 46-2020. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce amended Ordinance Number 46-2020. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Proposing and providing for the submission of certain amendments of the Charter of the City of Sylvania, Ohio to the electors of the City of Sylvania, Ohio at the next general election on November 3rd, 2020, in accordance with the Charter of the City of Sylvania, Ohio and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, repealing the provisions as currently written of the Charter of the City of Sylvania, Ohio, hereby proposed to be so amended, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that amended Ordinance 46-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of amended Ordinance Number 46-2020.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of amended Ordinance 46-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and amended Ordinance 46-2020 is approved, and that will be presented on the November ballot. And if it indeed passes, we will not be going through these two motions to pass every ordinance in the future then. There are provisions for it to be read multiple times, three times. But we will not have to do that for every ordinance if this is approved. I consider, sitting in the chair, I consider that a great streamlining thing for our city council to do. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 12. We have resolution 16-2020. This is a resolution that is required for the City of Sylvania to apply for CARES Act funding that is made available to all the municipalities and in different counties around the state. The number is around $520,000 that can that it's available to the city of Sylvania. Other communities have already applied for this. City of Oregon applied for it weeks ago. They had a council meeting in the interim. They had those funds wired to them very quickly. There is some vagueness in the language as to how the funds must be used. We are using the best advice that we can find in that we will follow the procedures, we will apply for these funds. If there is questioning, several communities in Lucas County, all around the state, are going to have the same problem that we have. In a telephone conference with area mayors, Toledo Mayor Capsicavage said that if there is a problem with his application and the funds, he will hold his hands out for handcuffs to be arrested. And I said I would share a cell with him as necessary. We believe that we're doing this appropriately by the rules. Our law director has researched this, as has our finance director. We would be remiss if we did not apply for these funds. In the possible event that they're going to make all the cities give them back and all the counties, we'll be among them. That's all I can say about that. But I do strongly recommend that this required ordinance requesting the CARES Act funding be passed by City Council so that we can follow through on this request. Mr. Schreier, you're still on the call. Do you remember the exact number again? It's around $520,000. It is the largest number in Lucas County, with the exception of the City of Toledo and Lucas County. And we are very fortunate to have these funds being made available to us. They must be expended for first responders, and we certainly have those people on the job responding. Are you there, Mr. Schreier?
I am. You are correct with the amount. It is right around $520,000.
This is a great boost to our city, and we want to apply for these funds. We didn't have a council meeting for 5 weeks. It gave us more time to do the research on it. It is time to proceed, and we have Resolution 16-2020 to do this. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 16-2020, a resolution requesting all members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, a resolution requesting CARES Act funding for expenditures incurred as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 16-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Any questions from members of council after my description? I didn't give you a chance to do that. I apologize.
Mr. Mayor, this is Mr. Hammond. If they come for you, I'm excited enough to go with you.
I think it'll be a busy jail cell.
Thank you for your aggressive and appropriate representation of the interests of our community.
You're very welcome. We are doing the right thing, and we hope it to be successful. All right, with that, final passage.
So, Mr. Mayor, I too would like to extend my appreciation to you for moving forward with this opportunity for the city. It is certainly the right step and a step in the right direction, and we're grateful for your leadership. So, I'd like to move final passage of Resolution Number 16-2020.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 16-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 16-2020 is approved. This is an appropriate time, I think, for you to be aware that TMACOG will be having their annual summer general congress via Zoom, and there is a city caucus that always takes place at that meeting. The city caucus is Tuesday, July 28th, 10:30 a.m. to noon. And I can assure you that
this item, the COVID-19, these CARES Act funding and other expenses are going to be very much talked about and shared amongst the people in that city caucus on that day. Again, that was Tuesday, July 28th, coming up a week from tomorrow. You're welcome to join us. I know some of you join us in person for that meeting. It is a Zoom meeting, but you do need to sign up with HumaCog to be able to do that. With that, we're on to agenda item 13, committee reports. Are there any committee reports to be made at this time? Or agenda item 14, committee referrals. Hearing none, we are on to an added agenda item, downtown plan update. Mr. Sanford.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to give an update on where we stand with this project. And we approved at an earlier meeting the task 3, which is the final part of the downtown marketing plan. And what a major component of task 3 is a public meeting. And I was holding out hope that we could have an in-person public meeting. It does not look like that's going to be possible. So I consulted with Michelle Johnson, and she is proposing that we have an online format, a virtual meeting, a Zoom meeting. She's done this with other ways. I will send out the details with that before we pick the date. I'll check with all of you to see what your availability. But besides you, of course, this is to get public input, and others will be invited to be part of this meeting. But I just want to make you aware of, we've been working on this, and this is a major part to have this public meeting before she finalizes her plan. And look for more information, and it will be a Zoom meeting.
So will there be a way for people to, I mean, if they can't attend the actual Zoom meeting, to either answer questions or, I mean, some way for them to either see it in advance or afterwards, so that I'm not sure what the format would be. If it's a,
I will ask her. It's important to be part of this because they actually can do surveys during the meeting. She's had Zoom meetings where they've actually put the group through and they break into groups and do some different things. But that's a good question, you know, getting, and the idea of why it's important at this stage, because you don't want to bring up something from the community after everything's in place and we may have missed something or some input that the community could have provided for. But we'll get out and I'll ask that if there's other ways to get the information in.
What was your anticipated schedule for this meeting?
Mayor, it looks like she's suggesting, when I asked her the same thing, she's looking at the middle or end of September.
Okay. No specific date yet, but middle or end of September. Okay.
That's her goal right now.
And maybe we could ask the DSA to help promote it on social media.
Another good idea. We want to get it out. We don't want to limit. We want to get you know, the neighbors. We want to get people to be involved in it. I will take any help we can with that.
Also, Mr. Sanford, would it be possible to have some hosts to call in a larger venue here or somewhere else, just in case someone doesn't have that?
That's a good idea, too. I think I would offer that we would be here and participate from here. That would make sense. All good points.
Thank you for the update.
Thank you.
That brings us to added agenda item 16, which will be an executive session to discuss the sale of property. I need a motion to go into committee of the whole executive session.
So moved.
Second. Clerk needs to call the roll.
Mrs. Capellini?
Yeah.
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mr. McCann?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Ms. Stout?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
The vote is 7-0 to go into executive session. Now, Mr. Hanum, I'm not sure how this is going to work. I've been told that we need to, well, I'm getting a thumbs up. I'm shocked that we can make this work. We need to turn off the public access to the Zoom meeting. And hopefully we can do that and not lose your access to the Zoom meeting. We're going to give them a few minutes to accomplish this.
I'm hoping for the best.
Okay. I did get a thumbs up. Let's see how this works. To go out of executive session, committee of the whole.
Go.
Second.
Then moved and seconded, clerk needs to call the roll.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Ms. Stow?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Mr. McCann?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mrs. Capalini?
Yes.
All right. Josh, was anybody else on the Zoom call? Do I need, no? Okay.
Just Toby.
Okay, I do need to put into the record that we have returned from executive session and committee of the whole. No decisions were made in executive session. The only thing that was discussed was the potential sale of property. There is no action to be taken at this time as a result of the executive session. And we are now to the end of our agenda with
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hanum.
Yeah, I just want to take a moment to thank all of you for accommodating my concerns with public meetings. I just I'm older than most of you, not you, not everybody, but I am older than most of you, and I allegations of my concerns. I have some additional, I have some health issues that take my participation by Zoom much more comfortably, and I know this is inconvenient. But I really appreciate what you all are doing for me by accommodating my friend. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank Chuck as well. He spent his evenings with us making this.
Absolutely. I very much appreciate it.
And the two public hearings. The two public hearings made it even more challenging for him. And then the executive session, these are all firsts.
Yeah, I'm a for the most part, that worked out pretty well that they could see the handout. So, thanks, Chuck.
All right, very good. Is there's information items are pretty straightforward. I do want to comment on the Board of Architectural Review. It makes it look like the awning for the J&G property was a heated discussion. It really wasn't. The point of contention was that the rendering that was brought in showed screens on the front of that facing Maplewood. And one of the members of the Board of Architectural Review took concern over that, well, in the wintertime, they're going to cause all kinds of trouble and they're going to get damaged. Well, we were told that no, those screens are not there. There's no side walls to it. But she was very concerned about that. And that's what the discussion was. It wasn't any problem with the canopy itself. It was, well, the rendering showing screening on it. Well, no, they're not going to install that. But if it was there, she wanted it to be retractable.
Will you still be able to walk on that sidewalk or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there'll be a network of sidewalks, basically.
All right. With that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor of adjourning, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, August 17th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.